Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. Beautiful day. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We let Kevin go to California. Spencer Joe's taking his spot here. We got Daniel answering your calls. Super producer Chris Larson on the job. I bet all of us could be qualified to be on the Supreme Court of the United States, because I'm pretty sure we can answer the question, what is a woman? Todd, you're married to one, so am I.
I have comebacks, but I'm just going to leave it alone.
We're blessed with daughters. We can, So let's see how smart the What's on Your Mind audience is today. Text me or call me and see if you can answer the question. Joe Biden's nominee to the Supreme Court of the United States could not. Listen to this exchange and ask yourself, do we live in bizarre world or what? Okay, here we go. Listen to this. Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, asking questions of Judge Jackson in the Supreme Court hearings yesterday. Okay? You tell me when it's ready to go, Spence. And we'll play that also today. We're going to check in at the Midwest Economic Outlook Summit. Here's another question I don't know that we need a million experts to answer. And that would be, how's the economy? What is the outlook of the economy? You can answer that today, too, if you'd like to, on the program. We're going to check in from that event. We also are going to speak with Jessica Bell, Senator Jessica Bell, who is seeking re-election to the spot. There will be a primary face-off there in District 33. That's a new district. I'm going to chat with her today on the program. She has been a warrior for energy in North Dakota, no doubt about that. And you talk to industry leaders, and they say, nobody has fought harder in the state legislature than Jessica Bell. That comes directly from industry folks. We'll chat with her today on the program. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment. Perry Schaefer is going to be here, chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota. The Republican convention is coming up. He'll be in Bismarck this year. How can you participate? How many people will be there? What's going to happen? All of that today. And then one thing I can't do, Todd, maybe you can, but I can't do this. I can't make sense of this market and the topsy-turvy things that are going on in the market and reacting.
I'm still trying to figure out what a woman is.
Well, I know. We've got to get that question answered first, and then we can address what the heck is going on in the markets with our money man, Brian Kroc. He is so great and manages funds himself and gives advice to some of the biggest of the big funds out there. So,
in Ms. Jackson's defense, I think...
Please defend this for me. Please, yeah.
College athletics may have been changing the definition of what a woman is. So how can a judge prejudge?
Well, I think that's a symptom of the fact that here's my take on it. I don't think she dares offend anyone. And I think that's the same reason we have biological males that are competing in sports that were designed for biological women. Here's the exchange. See if you think these questions were too tough, too gotcha, or can you answer these questions? Here we go.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Oh, my gosh.
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
Senator, in my work as a judge, what I do is I address disputes. If there's a dispute about a definition, people make arguments, and I look at the law and
have one.
Decide.
Well, so perfect
I'm not,
opportunity. It's
the
here.
Fact that you can't give me a straight answer about something as fundamental as what a woman is underscores the dangers of the kind of progressive education that we are hearing about. Just last week, an entire generation of young girls watched as our taxpayer-funded institutions permitted a biological man to compete and beat a biological woman in the NCAA swimming championships. What message do you think this sends to girls who aspire to compete and win in sports at the highest levels?
Senator, I'm not sure what message that sends. If you're asking me about the legal issues related to it, those are topics that are being hotly discussed, as you say, and could come to the court. So I'm
and I think it tells our girls that their voices don't matter. I think it tells them that they're second-class citizens, and parents want to have a Supreme Court justice who is committed to preserving parental autonomy and protecting our nation's children. So let's move on.
I don't blame her for wanting to move on.
Here's another defense of her. Wink, wink. It's a world of thee, they, and all the other pronoun stuff. So, again, the definition of a woman, now there's two instances where that may be a moving target. Therefore, somebody who wants to sit on the Supreme Court cannot possibly be pigeonholed into a response because that's how society has set it up.
How would you answer the question? I'm convinced.
I wouldn't be able to answer with a straight face because because my answer is the same as your answer, is the same as most people's answer, as
well as it should be. Yeah,
don't you remember Bork? You can't pigeonhole a Supreme Court nominee into a legal response on a case they haven't heard yet. And given how society is trying to change that very definition in two ways I've just described.
Now, come on. I'm not buying any of that. I'm saying she's not answering.
I'm sad to see it come into play, but I'm just not surprised by it.
Again, I'd ask our audience, simple question, Marsha Blackburn, Senator from Tennessee, to Judge Jackson, candidate for the United States Supreme Court, highest court in the land. Can you provide a definition for the word woman? I can't.
Some butthead can even do that.
You can't answer. Well, I deal with disputes. Well, we have ourselves a dispute here because Leah Thomas says he's a woman, so now he's a woman. This is so sad. Emailer Dan says,
absolutely.
A woman in simple biological terms has two X chromosomes. A female has no Y chromosomes. A male has one X and one Y. Any individual that has a Y chromosome is classified as male. I'm just a lawyer. I'm not a biologist, but I used to farm. I know bull when I see it and hear it. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, that's a good response.
Yeah. Texter says, this is Mark. Good morning, Scott. Wondering what Senator Hoeven and Senator Kramer are doing to fight the confirmation of this horrible nominee. I think it's more important than what is happening in Ukraine, but that's all we hear about. Makes me sick. Well, when a Supreme Court nominee cannot answer that basic, simple question, 100% agree this is something we need to look long and hard at. I would guess the vast majority of Republicans are going to vote against her nomination. But again, we've got to do simple math on how many people are there. I wonder if Henry can answer this question. Henry, give it a shot. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. 2580550, by the way. Go ahead, Henry.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My definition of a woman is a mature female.
All right. That works. I mean, why not just say that? Why do you think she didn't use your answer, Henry?
I cannot even get in the head of the liberals myself, but so far gone, I'd have no clue.
Do you think she really doesn't know what would be a legitimate answer? I don't think so. I think she doesn't want to be picketed at home because she answered wrong. I think it's about...
And no matter what answer you give, it's going to be wrong.
This is what we've come to.
Actually, guys, I think the whole Democratic Party is socialist communist. They should be charged with treason. They should be charged with all sorts of things, prosecuted, put to death. They are destroying our country on purpose. If people can't see that by the stealing of the election and everything else that's happened, it's insane.
Are you about to get run over or something? I'm a little concerned about the beeping.
Or maybe he is running things over.
I think you're being warned.
Driving in reverse as you call the show? Is that...
Yeah.
No, I am protesting my seatbelt at the moment.
Okay, there we go.
Is
this a common occurrence for you, Henry, to protest the seatbelt, or is it just it drives you nuts after a while and you finally buckle up? What happens?
Well, I just got a new vehicle, so I want to see how long I got to tolerate that beat before I put my seatbelt on.
Are you not a fan? You're not a fan of buckling up?
No, I do. Actually, I'm a big fan of seatbelts. I do believe in them, but sometimes I'm on the wild side.
You're on the wild side. Until the beeping drives you absolutely crazy. All right, that's good, Henry. Thank you for calling. Henry was able to answer the question. Not a difficult question, unless you're a Supreme Court nominee. And,
or a collegiate swimmer.
You're right. And you don't want to offend anybody.
Or you want to be referred to as they and not she.
Same reason we have a collegiate swimmer, a male, a biological male, competing in women's sports, because nobody wants to offend anybody. This is America today.
Exactly.
More after this on What's on Your Mind. Bob Rule. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Rule playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Question of the day. What is your definition for the word woman? Yes, this is a question that Judge Jackson couldn't answer, but I'm guessing our audience can. So let us know. 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. H.A. Thompson & Sons is the indoor air quality experts. And in this day and age, when you have viruses, whether it be the pandemic, whether it be... flu season, you name it. I mean, there is harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold in the air always. And we've learned a ton about how to keep your air clean at home or in your business. Long-term care facilities and schools are using the technology that H.A. Thompson & Sons have. You can, too. Find out more at hatandsons.com. As I mentioned earlier, the Midwest Regional Economic Outlook is underway, and Chris Berg is covering that for us today at the Delta Marriott in Fargo, sponsored by the Fargo Moorhead West Fargo Chamber, and he has a couple of guests right now we're going to check in with. Hello, Chris Berg.
Hello, Scott. Thanks so much for giving us a few minutes of time on your show. They just wrapped up an outstanding panel, which hits home for us here in the great upper Midwest. They had talked about energy, ag, and technology. So I've got those guests with me to now. Christy Feagan, she's the Public Utilities Commissioner out of the great state of South Dakota. Christy, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Sean Riley, as we all know, the Chief Information Officer from the state of North Dakota. A little competition that I like to see here. And then, Sean, great to have you. And then Bob Sinner, President of SB&B Foods, LLC. Bob, it's great to see you, and thank you for the great conversation today. Let's dive in. We had a chance to visit briefly before this conversation, and I asked you two, meaning Christy and Sean, so what really stands out to you two that you guys are keeping you awake at night? And you both almost took your breath away and said, cybersecurity. President Biden this week put out a statement in regards to potential cyber attacks with Russia. Sean, we'll start with you, sir. Just how pervasive, how much does this keep you up at night, and why?
You know, cybersecurity is one of the biggest threats of our time right now. We have attacks every single moment of our lives against our networks, whether it's against our public utilities, whether it's against our bank, whether it's against our K-12 environments. Just in the state of North Dakota, just within our governmental entities in the state of North Dakota, we are taking 4.5 billion attacks per year. That's 8,600 per minute. So just in my response to you, we've already had hundreds of attacks against our environment. That goes against every single system that we have, and it is an incredible, incredible threat today.
How many of those are coming from Russia right now?
You know, from a percentage-wise, I don't know off the top of my head from Russia. The problem ends up being is the bad guys don't have to attack us from where their butt sits, right? They may live in Russia. They may live in Thailand. They may live in Colorado. Who knows? But they can use systems from all over the world to come after us. And that is part of the complication that it's incredibly hard to defend against.
You know, you see a big conversation right now. Are we already in the middle of World War III because of what's happening with Russia and Ukraine? Many people say that we are. Is World War III a lot different than World War II, World War I because of cyber?
You know, I won't say whether we're in a declared war of any sense in that ways, but has the nature of warfare changed? Yes, right. So if you back us up more than a decade, NATO and other military entities around the world have defined cyber as a theater of war. So when you have land war, air war, you know, war over the seas, etc., cyber is an actually recognized from a worldwide standpoint as a theater of warfare now. And it is something that, are we at war today? Well, to be honest, we're not entirely sure because the rules aren't set the way they are. So it's one of those really weird questions. Are we under attack all day? Absolutely. Are we defending ourselves all day? Yes, we are. But warfare, that's really fuzzy right now.
Yeah, and it looks like it's soft from a standpoint. You remember the Colonial Pipeline, that hack from the Russian group and what that did. And so, Christy, it was interesting because I asked both of you, and, you know, being a public utilities commissioner, I thought they brought you in here for energy. You were going to talk about, hey, we need to get more energy independence. And then he said cybersecurity, and it took your breath away.
It did. As a commissioner, and we work with our utilities, of course, what keeps us up at night is cyber attacks that could happen on our power grid. Because we need to provide electricity every single day, every single second of the day. And if for some reason they would be able to attack any of our utilities, any of our load, or the power grid, our economy would be impacted. So that's what keeps me up at night.
And you kind of answered my insinuation about the Colonial Pipeline. That to me seemed like a soft hit. They were going to test the grid, see where our capacity was at. What's next? I guess that's my question to you. What do you see coming, and what are we doing to protect the grid? Because if we don't have electricity and power, I think there's chaos in this area, in this country, yes?
As you know, our utilities, they concentrate on cybersecurity every single second of the day. And we have smart people like Sean, the IT guy, that are helping protect that. But once Russia, that invasion, escalates that evasion that could possibly happen on our grid. So we just have to keep ahead of the ball and be smart.
You're taking my breath away now. Bob, I know in ag, but I do want you to address, I mean, does cybersecurity fall into your purview as well and cause concern for you? Or is there other things that are way more, hey, this is red alert, Chris, and cybersecurity is sort of a back burner?
Chris, everyone in business is concerned about cybersecurity. We work with our IT to do firewalls, to do whatever we can. We're always adding more things to protect against cyber security. But we have to constantly be on a lookout. Our emails come in from all over the world, and you just have to be constantly aware of phishing attacks and all these things that can destroy your system.
We believe you're just joining us. We are here at the Midwest Economic Outlook Summit put on by the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber. We're talking about energy, ag, and technology. And, Bob, one of the things I want to get your take on is I had a great conversation with President Neel Kashkari a little bit ago about inflation. The thing that jumped out to me from his statement on stage is he's got access to the best data on the planet. He goes, even I was surprised by the inflation numbers. But a big part of inflation right now is the food prices. You see energy costs going up. We talked about, hey, we need to pump more energy. Fertilizer costs going up. Congressman Armstrong was on this show recently and said, we may not have potash.
Yeah, that's right.
Walk us through what does that mean for the dinner table and costs and maybe even lack of food for people.
Well, to begin with, on the import side, we've all of us as consumers that rely on products coming into the country are seeing an uptick in cost. A lot of it's transportation, fuel costs that are driving increases in transportation costs. All of us, on the export side and the things that we're doing, we're all faced higher cost. Insurance costs are higher. Fertilizer costs are higher. The pandemic has created some shortages in chemicals. And with that goes a rapid increase in price. Demand drives that, right? So all of these things, and labor costs, we struggle with skilled labor in the rural economies. So all of this is leading to higher prices, Chris, and the commodity prices are going to help, sustain those higher costs. But it's going to be a challenge for farmers.
When do you see prices stabilizing in the commodity markets?
Well, I think we need a big crop. We need a big crop in the United States. We need a big crop internationally and globally. And so that'll stabilize things. When you have the things that I mentioned earlier, the conflict, you've got a huge drought in South America that they just went through. They're 1 billion to 2 billion bushels short down there. China had a big drought. Southern Manitoba, they're still very short of moisture. The wheat production areas of Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and even Western North Dakota.
Fascinating panel today from the Midwest Economic Outlook with our man Chris Berg on the scene. Thank you, panelists. That's what's scary, folks. More after this.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination continues today in Washington. As Democrats praise Judge Jackson's record, Republicans are not making it easy for her. Senator Blackburn asked the judge to define a woman. Ms. Jackson said she couldn't, as she's not a biologist. Senator Josh Hawley, after pointing out her soft-on-crime stance, stated he can no longer support her nomination. It should be noted the Democrats can't put her on the Supreme Court without any Republican support because of their numbers in Washington. NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg spoke with reporters on Wednesday ahead of an emergency summit in Brussels, exactly 1 month after Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
We face a new reality for our security, so we must reset our deterrence and defense for the longer term. NATO leaders will reaffirm our support to Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Adults over 62 years of age, beautiful homes, spacious kitchens, private balconies, lots of amenities. But get this, it's maintenance-free living all on one level. So imagine no shoveling. You never have to replace another roof, window, or appliance, yet you still enjoy the benefits of home ownership. You own the home, but the headaches are for someone else. You want to sit in on one of their monthly seminars to find out more about all this, call Carrie at Village Cooperative Fargo 701-997-2900, online at villagecooperative.com. David in Minot has a shot at this question the Supreme Court nominee couldn't quite get around to, the definition of a woman. David, what would be your answer to that question?
Well, I shouldn't chuckle, but my answer is that a woman is a woman and a man is a man, and I'm basing that on, and I guess a side note to this, I appreciate hearing you guys use God, Jesus, Christian, those kinds of words on your radio station, and it thrills me to hear that. I believe that Christianity is based a lot, or should be all, on God's word, on Scripture. And it says in Genesis that He created the male and female. He didn't say, at least at that point, that they had a choice. And I think the choice came after they made the wrong choice of eating that apple. And, you know, that's a extensive study in itself. But I think
Adam was a man. Eve was a woman. Adam was a man. Eve was a woman. That would have been a good answer from her. Yeah, that would have been not bad. Great point, David.
Yeah, but that was so long ago.
Truth is truth.
She doesn't dare say that she chooses not to 100% support if she has a Christian belief. You either believe in God or you don't, and if you do, then you look to His Word. And
yeah, she was asked a little bit about her religious beliefs too, and she didn't feel comfortable answering those, but it was okay to wag a finger at.
Well,
a
you
Republican
can't bring God into it, but you have to have people swear in a Bible, though.
Yeah,
no paradox there at all.
Right, and open that up and find out exactly what David's saying. Very good point there.
True.
Exactly. 26 before the top of the hour, we have some news for you today on the program. Jessica Bell is with us, Senator Jessica Bell. And great to have you on the show. Jessica, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning. Thanks for having me.
You have some news for us, I understand.
I do have some news for everybody. I am excited to announce today that I'll be running for re-election to the North Dakota Senate. We've got a lot of work to do here, especially in District 33, and I'm really looking forward to what the next legislative session could hold for all of us.
You had a lot of encouragement to make this announcement and to run for re-election. Talk a little bit about the decision process and that encouragement, where it came from.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think to talk about the process a little bit, I have to go back even 3 years. I've served in the legislature for, it'll be a decade at the end of this year, and we've gone through some tough times, especially in the last 3 years with COVID, and it's become harder and harder to serve. My kids are getting a little bit older, and so me and my family took quite a bit of time to evaluate whether or not this was something that was best for the district and the state and for us, and we decided after the special session this last fall that we had to keep moving forward with all of the things that we're dealing with here in the state and the district. And so we decided to move forward with the campaign, and we're here now after a real groundswell of support here in District 33 to keep plugging forward with the campaign. We're really excited about the June 14th primary, and really, you know, especially we've got the COVID front, but we've also got all of these challenges here in coal country. After redistricting this fall, we now have almost every coal-fired power plant and coal mine here in District 33. And we don't have to talk about, all of your listeners know about all the challenges that coal has faced over the years, but there's a bright future ahead, whether we're talking about critical minerals or carbon capture or even the governor's plan for carbon neutrality by 2030. We can play a really big role in that vision here in North Dakota, and I've got plans to make sure that we can continue down that pathway. We've worked so hard over the last 10 to 15 years to create a regulatory structure for these type of investments in our communities and in our state. And I'm looking forward to helping continue to make that happen. We've had some great victories, especially with Coal Creek Station. And I know we can have more as we look to the future.
The carbon capture technology did not just drop out of the sky as an option. It is something that's been studied and researched and financed, honestly, by folks in the coal industry and the Lignite Energy Council and the Industrial Commission. And now you have the Clean Sustainable Energy entity of the state as well. So a lot has gone into this, I know. You know, some of our listeners will say, you know, why are we succumbing to this? Why are we doing that? I always say the alternative is our coal industry in North Dakota ceases to exist, right? I mean, this is a game changer and a lifesaver, really, for the industry, isn't it, Jessica?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I think over the past couple of years, we've seen reality play out. We've had other states and other parts of the country where they don't honestly produce the energy that we do, tell us that they don't want our product. And if we don't have a place to sell our product, then we don't have a product. And so with Minnesota telling us they don't want our power, we really had to go back to the drawing board and show them that if they want a different kind of product, we know how to deliver that. And we have done the research over the last 20 years. EERC has played a huge role in that. There have been other facilities, both here in the United States and in Canada, that have shown that carbon capture can be done. It can be done economically. And if that's the pathway that the rest of the country wants to see, we're ready to step up to the plate and ensure that that can happen. So, you know, they've got plans for carbon capture on Coal Creek Station. It's one of the most efficient power plants in the nation. And the business plan surrounding how they'll be selling that power, as well as introducing renewables to meet the type of product that the rest of the country wants, it's just really an incredible feat. North Dakota has always been on the forefront of these types of technologies, whether it's in our agriculture community or in our energy community. That's what I ran on 10 years ago. That's the basis for our campaign this time around, too, is we know how to produce things here in North Dakota so that we can sell it to the rest of the world. And we can show the rest of the world how we can produce energy in the most environmentally sound manner. I have an environmental background. I have a natural resources management and economics degree from NDSU. I'm working on my MBA at the University of North Dakota. And all of those pieces, the business side of things and the environmental side of things, come together to create this wonderful environment that we have for success here in North Dakota.
Despite the headwinds, that's the beauty of the industry. I mean, for folks that are not in the industry like you are, Jessica, just give me a brief overview of the challenges right now. I mean, Brent Sanford was on yesterday, who chairs this in the Clean Sustainable Energy Council, was saying, you know, some of these companies can't get insurance right now. Or, you know, obviously financing and access to capital. Banks say, oh, I can't do that because if I do, we're going to get, you know, literally protests from eco-terrorists. I mean, what is the industry facing right now?
You name it, the fossil fuel industry is facing it, and our agriculture community is starting to feel it too. We've got this geopolitical climate out there that's keeping us from getting things like potash from Russia to create fertilizer. Luckily, right here in District 33, our Dakota Gasification Plant produces fertilizer, so we can ensure that the products that our agriculture community needs can be produced here in the United States. I think that energy independence is just so important so we can create all the products down the supply chain that we need. Keeping things here at home is just vastly important. Now, like you said, that does become difficult, especially with fossil fuels and all the pressures that are out there right now. I think the first piece of it is the Biden administration. Now, they have been fairly quiet in introducing different changes to different programs during their tenure in office, but they are starting to pick up steam. The EPA is constantly rolling out new water quality standards, new air quality standards. They're using Regional Haze, a program that was put in place to improve visibility in the air as another way to shut down our coal-fired facilities. And we're not going to let them. I introduced legislation last legislative session to tell the EPA that this is a state-run program and a state plan, and we will meet all the requirements of federal law and state law, but we will not be using it as a tool to hurt our industry as we keep moving forward. So EPA is really coming down on the industry right now, but we're also seeing pressures outside of government. That was something we also tried to tackle last session through some ESG, environmental and social governance legislation. We've got financial institutions that and insurance companies, like you mentioned, that are increasing costs arbitrarily. There are not an increase in claims for insurance companies. They're just saying, this is a higher risk. We don't like it. We're going to charge you five times more of what you've had to pay historically for coverage. And then financial institutions aren't granting the kind of loans that these large capital requirements need. And so we created the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority. I was key in helping craft that legislation so that we could take charge of our own destiny. We've got access to capital through the Bank of North Dakota in that program. We've got grants for commercialization of things like CCUS and other ways that we can utilize the energy we produce right here in North Dakota. So taking charge of that was a really important piece for our fossil fuel industry to help to continue to make investments in our state.
Well, I've heard from many folks in the energy industry that said, given your track record, they were really hoping you're a candidate. Great to hear that news today, and the primary coming up June 14th. We'll talk many times between now and then. This is going to be a race a lot of folks are watching. Jessica, thank you for the time today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Senator Jessica Unruh-Bell announcing today on What's On Your Mind that she is a candidate for re-election, wants to stay right there in the Senate and continue on that decade of work. That is a race that a lot of folks will be watching, and very important to coal country as well. All right, short break. When we come back, we're going to check in with John Hinderacher. I wonder if he can answer the question, a definition for the word woman. What is it? What have we become?
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
Another big rally with President Trump is happening this Saturday in Georgia. And Newsmax will again be the only major news network covering the rally live. That's why I made the switch to Newsmax and watch it all the time. They've had some of the best coverage on Ukraine. They've been exposing the dangers of Joe Biden. That's why millions are tuning into Newsmax. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. He's right. And this Saturday, President Trump says he'll talk about the war in Ukraine and give new warnings as well. You need to watch Newsmax and join Newsmax Trump list to get the rally info plus more about Trump and Biden. Join that Trump Newsmax list by texting the word ZONE to 39747. ZONE to 39747. Trump is also set to make a major announcement, so don't miss this on Newsmax. Text ZONE to 39747. ZONE to 39747. I made the switch to Newsmax. You should too. Trust me, you'll love it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today is the day for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. That's what's for lunch today. PetroServe USA, French dip sandwich in your future if you hit the Valley City location, exit 292, or pulled pork, meatloaf in Harwood, I-29 location, 12th Avenue and I-29, meatball sub, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, cabbage rolls, or the breakfast hot dish. Salisbury Steak and MP Avenue, Salisbury Steak in Glendon, and meatloaf in Yulin. Chicken, if you're Todd today, headed for a PetroServe USA in Bismarck or Mandan. Good stuff. Or, of course, don't forget the 4-for-4 deal. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 homemade cookies, and a drink, 4 items for $4. Even with inflation now, they kept that price at $4. Should be 8 based on Biden's inflation, but maybe $4. Yeah, not
Don't
bad.
Say that out loud.
wokeness is killing us, says this listener to the text line. This BS is an infection that has to be stopped. If you can't define woman, I think, since she is one, we are in real trouble. She being the Supreme Court nominee for Joe Biden.
Are you looking for a legal definition or a biological definition?
Well, the actual question from Marsha Blackburn, the senator from Tennessee, was, can you provide a definition for the word woman? And
I'd ask for clarification then, I guess.
That stumped her, I guess. Texter says, what's the update on Norway? Do you have to be vaccinated to go to Norway? I was just checking this last night. Interesting question because, of course, my wife Maria and I are hosting a trip to Norway for our listeners in June. And Carol Juven's got a couple of trips going again. One in July. They're a luxury tour that has gone many, many years in a row. And then there's two in June. And last chance, by the way, if you want to sign up, you got to give Carol a call today at 800-343-0093 because the deadlines are fast approaching. Guess what? Norway, I don't have to show you a vaccine card. Don't have to be vaccinated to visit. All of the COVID-era rules are completely gone. They now treat it like the flu. Norway is completely... Get a load of this. You still, to get back in the United States, need a COVID test. But U.S. has stronger restrictions on travel than Norway does. But no longer, you must be vaccinated. You shall...
Just come across the Mexican border and you'll be fine.
And they literally say, if you go to visitnorway.com, they just say, you know, hey, come on in. Come on in, please. So they've got the message. Nine before the top of the hour, our friend John Hinderacher here from the Center of the American Experiment. John, you're a lawyer. Judge Jackson's a lawyer. She was not able to provide a definition for the word woman. I'm guessing you can.
Well, a woman is an adult human female, Scott. And frankly, I think we are all pretty familiar with the biological characteristics that distinguish men from women in the human species, and I think among all mammal species. It was really one of the great moments in the history of Supreme Court confirmations when Judge Jackson pronounced herself unable to say what a woman is. But you know, there's a reason for this, Scott. There's a reason why that's a hard question for her. And I think Ted Cruz kind of brought it out in the next day's questioning when he asked, well, look, when I have standing, if I say I'm a woman, will I have standing to sue for sex discrimination as a woman under the federal laws? How are you going to decide that if you don't know what a woman is? And that's a really good question. And Cruz said, you know, I'm Hispanic, but what if I decide I identify as Asian? Would I then be able to sue Harvard on the basis of discriminating against Asians? And again, that's a question that she can't answer. There is no good answer to those questions. And so the spectacle of a Supreme Court nominee declaring herself unable to say what a woman is was really very revealing.
I also think it's why we have this mess in the women's sports as well, because nobody wants to offend anybody. I mean, what would be the, what's the downside to her answering that question other than, some people will be offended, right? She's going to get picked outside, or I don't know. I mean, isn't that the issue here? Nobody dares say what they know to be true in their heart of hearts. She knows the answer to that question, but if she says it, now she's in a whole world of hurt, I guess, right?
Well, that's right. But part of what's going on here, Scott, is that the left wants to be selective in when they employ these tricky definitions or when they say you can identify, you can be anything you want. If you identify as a woman, you are a woman. Well, I can tell you right now, if Ted Cruz tried to sue as a woman alleging sex discrimination against himself or tried to sue as an Asian, he would fail. You know, liberal judges would not say, well, if you say you're a woman, Ted, you're a woman. They want to reserve the ambiguity there for cases like those involving transgendered people, like Leah Thomas. You know, selectively, they want to be able to say, oh, you know, if he says he's a woman, even though he certainly doesn't look like one, if you see him in the locker room, well, then he gets to compete as a woman.
Texter says, why do we let a relatively small group of libs decide anything in this country? Maybe it's because of the weak fight from the right all these years. You're taking...
Well, I don't know. One of the reasons why we let small groups of liberals decide things in this country is that there's a lot of liberal judges. If Judge Jackson is confirmed to the Supreme Court, you know, we're one vote away from having this madness on things like gender and madness on things like critical race theory becoming the law of the land. That's one reason, is because liberals dominate in certain important areas.
And it's a foregone conclusion that that's what's going to happen. And again, it's why we appreciate the fact that these issues, CRT being one, and her response on that was equally stupid. You know, thankfully, the Center of the American Experiment is out there on this front, because this is just no time to let our guard down, and it is going the wrong direction. So fight is what we need to do. AmericanExperiment.org to find out more about these good folks. John Hinderrocker, thanks, and have a great day.
Colder weather's coming. What a time to get the hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and have some indoor fun. Right, Vince?
Right. We have Olhausen and Brunswick game tables. We have them in stock. We have them on display. And in today's world, you can come in, actually pick something out, and get it delivered almost immediately. It brings the family together.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Call Vince Wepker and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, now. 844-200-7727. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo, talking with Judy, whose mother is here. Find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is, part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.